Flips through the lip. Mama said,
"Oh,
that's
my fake ID, like for the team." Wallet. Yes, you're a team.
I think so. Yeah, but I don't know. Let's see about that. I'm seeing if it gets too deep, and then we can talk about it. I don't know. I just want to. Right, hold on.
Can anyone have a drink?
Right, we're recording all cameras, right?
Yeah, that one's gonna die soon, but the two batteries charging.
The G7
on?
Yeah.
Alright, so is he so loud? Well, I'm silent.
Alright, who's doing the intro today, boys?
Oh wow, that's 2 hours and 40 minutes. 40 minutes. Reset, start like that.
Boom, 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 boom. Headphones. Are we wearing headphones?
No, just me, because it's going to be kind of long to
get the headphones.
Yeah.
Oh, it's recording.
It is recording.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, baby. Hi.
How you doing?
Your laptop's going to die soon.
Ni hao. I know.
10%.
The charger is somewhere, but I just don't know where it is.
Ni hao, bustle, and stop saying my names.
Sorry. You carry on, carry on. In a suitcase.
I haven't been in a podcast in a minute.
Speak, speak. Please, speak.
Hello.
Should I speak like higher because my bass is too much?
Okay, my bass is too much. Okay.
You're speaking like Pedro.
Alright.
Good?
Yeah, we're good. We're very good.
Is it still fizzy or no? No.
Drink it.
I hate Sprite and stuff like that when it goes flat because it just tastes like
sparkling
sugary
water.
Like dirty sugary. It's horrible.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that went. Hello. Oh,
what happened?
This has got short for some reason. But anyway, so welcome, guys.
Daddy, 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 daddy. Welcome back to the party. Is that how it goes?
Everybody have to party.
Remix. About that chat remix. So, go on. You've been okay.
Came with attitude
didn't it?
Company's period today.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, so today.
If we have to go sit. Watch how people steak you. Carry on.
Wow.
Carry on.
So today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that was it. Bye now.
Thanks guys for about that chat. Like, you know.
Should I start again with the fresh battery?
Yeah, fresh battery.
So why don't you not just put a fresh battery?
Because it's charging.
So is it fully charged yet?
No.
Okay, so then let's wait till it's fully fresh and then just plug it in when it is
fully
when it's fully charged.
Anyway, yeah. So I don't like this because like it's kind of crazy. Anyway, welcome back to About That Chat. This is a very special episode. We might have some other people joining us, but we don't know. Right now, it's just going to be us lot. But not just going to be us lot. But yeah. So, as you know, should we go? Should we do
start
the whole,
what?
Did everyone say their name?
I mean, we know who everyone is.
Do you know?
Who, me?
Do you know what my name is? Huh?
Am I better now?
Yeah.
Timbuktu.
My name's Jeremy, and this is
Kyle.
That's
you look like a Kyle, though.
Kyle is such a light skin name,
isn't it?
So wow. I have two friends called
it's
Kyle.
A white school Kyle. Shooter name.
Yeah, perfect.
Kyle drinks Monster.
Kyle.
Why?
I've met two. You have from school, remember?
From school, man. Yeah.
Kyle. I forgot about him. My bad.
Guys,
why'd your voice go?
Brother, I don't. Do you see when I. The cough, it finessed my throat. It's bugging out now.
Fair enough.
He has to be on the camera and speak lower as well.
The podcast voice.
Of course, I speak lower because I have to make sure.
I scream the most on the podcast.
Yeah,
I'm sure
you scream. You're just very loud.
Yeah.
He tries to play it on, but when he does the intro.
If you just talk slowly.
But yeah, so obviously it has I think by the time
leave him, man.
By the time we put this podcast out, I think it has been a year since we started this podcast. Yeah.
It's in July, so next month technically.
Really, it's next month.
Yeah, July 5th.
Oh well, we'll do another one then. But it's a bit hard.
We're celebrating now, but it's a bit hard. July the 5th podcast to celebrate.
Hopefully, we'll be
maybe on your Jays.
Rent a space for that one, so we can.
Hey, that's free. A shout. Shall I have a look?
I have to come back.
We all have to come back because it's not going to be an anniversary without everyone that started it.
So. It's a Monday. It's a Monday.
So lots of Monday.
You know, going back to uni.
Maybe we have to do one on the Sunday before, so we can upload it or the Friday before.
Yeah.
So the second is when we'll have to get it.
Sticky ones. Money have you made?
Okay, I don't know.
Oranges.
That would have to be sorted out. But yeah.
He's wanted the black one.
But there's two black ones.
This one. Clearly, because this one. Okay. I remember plugging his one in. I think it's this one.
Alright, calm.
Keep speaking in it.
Yeah. So that's calm. But all yeah. Right. So this is 1 year. And we're still not at 100 subscribers, so I don't know. Wagwan with you, man.
Need to get there still.
Yeah, we need to get there. 75 or 76 subscribers, but
right. By force, I will make you lot.
Madness.
By force.
Everyone, I'll rock up to. I got your IP address.
Wow.
Everyone that watches,
there you
tap in F12. Then once you know that one, F12 on the keyboard.
Of everyone that listens to
what is F12?
It shows F12? All the coding of the web pages.
Of the web page, so. You get the IP from your own.
No, but I'll probably find it.
But from your
no, because then I can click onto the. All right, let's try it. Should we try it?
He's talking.
Okay. Why on my computer? Why on my computer?
I'm not gonna find
why
it.
On, why
I'm not gonna find
why
it.
Why on my computer?
Because yours is no. here right now. Hold on, I'm not gonna do it. Oh, you need to relax. It's not gonna do it. Relax, man. Yeah. I'm just looking.
Just looking.
You worry too
black
much.
Penny anymore?
All right, Margaret.
Margaret.
No, go on, anyway. Carry on.
So,
God, I want to see you did it.
What we're talking about today?
Right, we're talking about
Love Island.
Love Island. Love the islands. We love them. Don't
I feel like with Love Island, it's like very. I feel like last year there was a bit more melanated people on it. If I'm being honest,
last year.
I feel like there was more of us on the map, but these times now,
it really disappointed us. No, actually, not really.
Last year, the same situation. Like,
it's always the same fucking situation, man. They always say.
Stop swearing.
Oh, yeah, 50p to the jar.
Ding.
Stop.
I will tell someone off today, mate. Anyway.
Thinking about tomorrow.
Anyway, but you weren't even talking before. Yeah, talking.
Stop.
Exactly.
Stop swearing.
It will soon be here.
Keep the same room for him if he swears, remember?
Yeah, of course.
I want beef today.
I'm just going to lock off his hotel. I said, I want beef today, guys.
I want beef today.
We'll talk about Love Island, guys. Sorry.
Yes.
Sponsor us, man.
Take us on to the villa. I don't. I just want to go to the villa.
View for the
please, ITV,
yes.
Sponsor us, ITV.
We could do that.
A live review of the episode.
Not live review, but like daily reviews of the episode.
Yeah,
I mean, are you not even going to watch it? Yeah. I'm watching
there's
it.
There's only so much retarded brain cells I can take.
I've got issues, so.
It's true. I've got a quote. No, I'm joking.
I don't.
Sideman got his break from. Not got his break from that, but kind of.
I can't watch people just do that like, day after day. So it's a bit much on my
is head. It every day?
Yeah.
That's a bit long.
Every day at 9. I have to get the ITV hub subscription so I can watch it on the go.
Bear looking at, man.
Do you know what?
No, you're not looking at that, man. I'm not looking at that, man.
I'm barely looking at man.
Who's looking at man?
No, what? I wasn't saying that.
The only thing that does throw me off, yeah, is that they're literally always in bikinis and showing. I know, yeah, I'm scared of women. No, but the man them as well, always in their trunks.
I don't care about the man.
Exactly, but like, why? Sometimes, you know.
Because sometimes,
I mean, it's cover ups. I can't lie.
Yeah, but cover ups. We have beach cover ups, my guy.
You're not going to be wearing trackies in the sun.
No, on. Not trackies, obviously.
Do you want them to wear a North Face? Are they random?
No, but they can. You know, I don't even see them wear sliders half the time.
Oh no, they do wear sliders.
Yeah.
How often though? I don't look at their feet, obviously, but you know, sometimes you don't even.
This thing's made for people that are just got good bodies. This is why they ain't got no very man. That's
that'd be a good spin-off. That'd be a good spin-off. They have all like.
Big normal guys. Use
yeah
that's or normal
yeah deeper that's when they need to get more. Imagine they had like normal people, cause not everyone looks like, you know, like shredded and
Frey, like no one looks like her.
Who?
That's what I'm saying.
I swear one of her names is Faye or something.
Okay,
no, you know. Should we react to the trailer?
Should we react to it? Go on, turn it in the middle.
I'm gonna try to put it on the edit. Send me that afterwards, please,
the link,
and play it quite loud so I could kind of sync it.
When you want your business to succeed, you need
more
than you can
afford.
Oh,
so adverts.
So adverts.
No, it's an advert, bro.
So what happens with the adverts is that...
Okay.
I said, you know what I mean?
Rail.
Alright, can I pause it? Can I pause it as we go?
Keep on playing.
Because it's gonna make mess up the sync. We'll pause. We'll watch it again and pause it after.
She's spicy.
She looks beautiful.
Spicy, right?
She wants someone to travel with.
You reminds me of that guy from work.
I know exactly. I know exactly who you're talking about. You're not Ling, stop it. Do you know what? When they said diversity, they meant not all Ling girls. That's what it is.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Personality.
That's a dickhead, you can tell. No one's going to respect him.
I have never asked a girl to call me Mr. Hammonds. I don't think I can do it without laughing, so I'm definitely not
going to. What's so funny about that? What was the joke?
He's that guy.
I want to check all the creps. You can tell a lot about personality.
Oh, this one's funny.
They're all wearing
boobies. No, this one's funny.
Turn me now off limit.
Look. They're not really off limits. She fucked her boss.
Bad boy. What? Yeah.
Do you know how much people fuck their boss?
Yeah, to be fair.
I mean,
fair.
But she outed it just on broad daylight TV.
Okay, that's not her boss anymore, is it? She's made it.
Yeah, she's up on the ranks now.
I like sucking toes. Of course you do. Look at you.
Little feet, because I have a massive foot fetish.
Beautiful. No, he said it.
Hey, there's about 50 girls in this area that look like her.
What? Confident commitment issues.
I got commitment issues.
This looks like Michael from last time. What was it, Michael? Yeah.
Yeah.
Some B-Tech Jadon Sancho. Fuck off the screen.
What's the other guy that was on?
Who's Jordan again?
Who's Jordan again?
He had fucked.
When they get light skins, they just get the same light skin.
What did she say?
Go back. Oh, you can't.
No, can't go back. Don't go back. We'll watch it again.
Short, blonde, and ugly
because everyone says tall, dark, and handsome.
If I was that's a good.
She wanted to be different.
I like it.
Cringe,
confident,
annoying,
honest,
fun,
definitely an alpha male.
Maybe a bit
unpredictable.
Okay, yeah. It's definitely an alpha male.
I see what you mean.
So, my worst habit is day
42
a.m.
My worst habit.
What's the accent for?
I'm really stubborn.
Stop it then.
Worst habit is probably
you need to go back home, bro.
Oh wow.
She's pretty in an unconventional way, I feel.
That's a way of saying ugly.
No, she's not ugly. She's just pretty in a different way.
My worst habit has to be
sucking toes, my life.
I always
say
I'm not gonna do it, but I'll go through 4 or 5 packets of biscuit a week, tot hobnobs. The back there.
Hobnobs.
Come on.
Hobnobs.
Come on, hobnobs. I bang.
With my mouth, it's weird. So when I have itchy ears, I go like this.
Everyone
it's like annoying, my friends think it's really annoying. Sometimes
can
I can
yeah, but
I have good intention at the end of the day. I don't go out of my way to hurt people.
So you're toxic.
She's not toxic.
She's really sweet.
She's gonna be
But at least her wig's good. The other black girls before in previous seasons, Yowande's one only got better as she went along. When she first went in,
that was shit.
What'd she say?
Are you an Earl Grey? Because she looked like a hot tea. I didn't even get it.
When I say a lot of DMs, I mean a lot of DMs. But face to face,
this guy fucks.
When his ex comes in now, good.
Did he purposely just get man's ex?
They did it before. They've done it before. Or they happen to be.
Are they going to see the swimsuits today? Or
no, you won't. That's the most you're getting there.
This guy is looking for the swimsuit.
It's not too much to ask for, is it? It's definitely going to be a Mr. Hammond summer.
I'm going to South Island because I'm ready for love.
I've got a lot of
for that bag.
You know, I don't.
You already feel you're not to get mashed up, that's what it is.
Yeah. I'm ready for love.
I want someone to roll me, I'm looking for love. You see the stupidest girl saying.
Okay. Same girl as well, you know.
But they say that every season, so someone has to say it within the cast.
I'm in a relationship and I do not commit answering this question.
Oh, shut up.
Brother, write it down the whole fucking...
Disclaimer.
That's asking us.
Oh, you got, yeah.
The one with the best personality. By the way. Those personalities.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
Of course. Just personality.
What's the face say? Where's the face? Hold on.
So I try to unpause it, but now it's taking me to this screen.
Just search
up
Love Island.
Why are you on
porn?
I do it, it's fine.
That says Universal Pictures. That generally says Universal Pictures.
Big booty bitches take dick from.
Oh, you know my god, what the fuck?
Squirrels and Ferals, what the hell?
What the fuck is that?
Don't click here.
Yeah, what? Alright, yeah, so.
Oh, there's a face.
Wait, I can't.
Are we watching again?
I don't know the name, but we're just pointing. Hi, Chelsea. Oh,
we're watching it.
I think this black guy is gonna get violated.
Bless him.
He's gonna hold multiple violations.
And I swear at the beginning, yeah, when they have to step forward, he's gonna get zero.
That's embarrassing.
And you know
embarrassing. Black girl's not gonna step forward. 100%, she's not gonna.
She's gonna go for the mixed-race guy.
Oh, yeah.
She's next to you on the left, but she's going to be railed to be fair. White girl's going to be railed. White boy's going to be railed. Who's Mr. Hammond? She'll go for Mr. Hammond. That brother there. Yeah, it's Mr. Hammond Summer. That's who she's going to go for. The white girl on the end is going to go for the black Donny because she's going to think, wow, he's black. Okay, but babe, he's exotic. Then she's going to fetishize him.
I think the girl on top of him is going to realize he's a British lad. I'm a bit weird
and I like flavour in it, so
black girl.
Not necessarily.
He likes flavour.
I'm not picking the black girl, I'll be honest.
I'm picking the girls, the second one.
What are you saying? The one if there? You were to pick
the
someone?
Second one at the top.
The second one or the middle bottom one? Middle bottom one.
No, the second one at the top. She's unconventionally pretty, I think.
You know, I think the same thing.
I've never heard that before.
In the middle bottom.
Yeah.
Really?
I think both of them are actually pretty nice.
I think she's beautiful.
For men, there's actually not any really good.
But yeah.
I'd say the third one from the top for men, but apart from that.
Third one from the top for men.
Hold on. You got carry on.
That's a guy.
One, two, three. Oh. Yeah, for men, I'm saying. There's not really much choice. The light skinned brother and the second one, apart from that.
Yeah, probably the second
he
one.
He looks like
top.
A typical light skin. He's got only this as facial.
Yeah.
He's got like a mini high top. You're not typical. That's a good thing. You're not typical.
But you haven't got your hair like this.
When you do your hair up,
my hair's up. Your challenge.
His goes all the way round. His one is like skin fade. Here goes up, out.
But my hair's out. When have you ever seen that?
Your hair's curly out.
It's just this. It's not known as
it's not.
His one, he's tried to style his thing.
Like he tried to style it. I just man, just Arab thing.
This one on the bottom.
Stylist, isn't it?
All of them on the bottom, apart from the girl in the middle, looked like horrendous. The top row is the best row, apart from this, that one woman in the middle.
I can't lie. It's not looking flavor. Like, where's the Joannas and the...
Do you know what I mean? I need to see the people that are going to come in Castle.
Like,
them ones.
But do you know what's going to happen? They're going to bring in...
some Buffy and 2000s.
Oh, no.
Right, if they bring in some...
if they bring in who I think I'm gonna, they're going to bring in... Yeah.
That's my guy.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Everyone looks over 21 here.
Nah, listen. Listen, he can do his thing. He can do his thing. They have land. They don't care about it. But they're childish.
Listen,
33.
Okay, he's 6 foot something. All right. No, he'll pan it.
Yeah, but you know that's the whole point of Love Island. This is what they do. They bring in young white boys, and then one of the girls will be like, "Oh my god, you know what? Like, when he first walked in, I didn't know how he was, but then Stacey was talking to him. I thought, yeah, that's the love of my life. That's what happens. That's what happens all the time. One of the other girls chat to him, and she's like, and then they go, "So what's your type then, babe?
I like big.
Does it matter? Do you know what I mean? You're just gonna upset yourself with that question, so just
not you.
Damn one. Now you're crying.
I have no other girls. Just like
I want to see the villa.
They said white.
No. Villa. There's a Middle Eastern thing. Now that
where
the second, I'm telling you, the one in the bottom. She's
bottom middle, isn't it?
She's probably Middle Eastern or something. Why are you looking at her? Brother actors?
That's it. Middle Eastern.
Compared to fucking Kim, he's fucking fully British. What do you want?
Filled in Menorca. Mallorca. No, how do you spell it?
Guess what? Me and Dre's got the mics now. It's slowly catching on. So we got one over there, one here. You know what I mean? So it's up to you.
This is on now.
Whoever's going to cap.
Yeah, it's Mallorca.
Yeah. You know.
But the Spanish spelling is with the L's. That's dumb.
Middle Eastern, I bugged up. But she's spicy, man.
Sparkling
water. This is.
Sparkling water.
Sparkling
And I bet she's either Ghanaian or Nigerian.
I was just in the old villa. It's where it always is.
What's her predictions?
Yeah.
She's going to be, I think, from her looks, I say Nigerian.
Nigerian.
What do you think about
her? And she's going to be banging on about, oh, you guys are too messy.
Hold on. Can I stay at the Love Island villa? Yes, you can stay in the villa, but it will cost you £3,000 for a week's stay. Luxury villa boasts a supersized hot tub, infinity pool, outdoors kitchen, and terrace. £3,000.
That's how the villa gets money.
Yeah. For a week, but you're got you. I know, true. For like Love Island.
No, I don't care about.
But like Love Island, though.
My bank account's not saying Love Island. It's saying work.
Yeah.
It's not saying Love Island.
It's been overtime.
It's saying national insurance tax, pension tax.
Yeah.
Everything.
But yeah, it's in the same villa that it always is. In Mallorca. Yeah.
They should have put Philly on this, you know. That would be too funny.
Do you know what?
I'd like to see one with YouTube.
Yeah.
Like Foot Asylum tried to do it, but it was locked in, but it was shit because it was in England and it was in a house.
Philly
would
bang on
this. Yeah, he would.
I think I'd like, yeah.
No competition.
Yeah, true.
You think so?
But I think you'd have to get names like Philly. Do you know what I mean? You'd have to get
Philly. Who else?
Because them man would argue between themselves. Yeah,
wait, Young Philly, probably.
Suspicion.
Well, hypothetically,
suspicion.
Young Philly, Maya Jamwa. I'll say Chunks.
I want to say Chunks.
No, because he's going to be the best friend.
No.
Do you know what I mean? No, that was how it was last year. He's got a girl now.
He's summer body.
He was, but he's got a girl from one of the seasons.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, some short girl.
Who has?
One of the you know the staple best friend, the old guy best friend in it. He left with a girl. Man. Didn't end up happening, but he's with another girl.
You have to do a fuck me, man.
But realistically, you have to understand. You're actually sometimes.
He got kicked out for kicking a girl in a private spot.
Is it?
Yeah, summer last year.
I feel like I remember.
So
he
got kicked out.
Yeah.
Kicked on my back.
Oh, yes.
You died.
No, it was Danny Dyer, I think. No.
Danny Dyer? EastEnders.
Danny Dyer's daughter is called Danny Dyer. D-A-N-I. Instead of D-A-N-N-Y. Oh, yeah.
Wow. I take that back. I'm sorry.
I saw that girl on Gogglebox.
Oh, yeah.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-
who got kicked, I think.
Yeah, who kicked him?
But personally,
did they have a fight?
Like I said,
no, he's playing around, I'm pretty sure.
So why did he get kicked out?
Yeah, Sheriff was axed for joke.
Sheriff.
Oh, that's it, Sheriff.
I remember the name, but nothing.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Yeah, it was him. It's Black Donny.
Oh.
Sheriff kicked Wally May in the vagina.
Is that why he got kicked out?
I'm sorry, yeah, it's too small for me.
All right, listen, guys.
He was alright as well for a bit.
Next topic is gonna make me. Loki, it's not gonna make me cry, but it's gonna make me cry.
Holidays.
I saw your phone. And like,
what?
No carnival, bro.
Oh, I don't really care about carnival.
I don't really care.
You know what, I like carnival. You don't care. I wanted to go.
I was about.
It's just too much trouble.
Right, comment down below.
Regardless,
comment down below what you think of this no carnival thing. They have a yam carnival.
Yeah, I did want to go to that. You have to pay yam? For tickets.
Yam. Yeah, yam festival, yam carnival.
Yeah, fit
yam
festival what? Next. You have to pay.
What's
it's
that?
It's gonna have coffee. It's gonna have a few artists. It's gonna be like a wireless, but like more low key, more carnivalified.
No,
kind of thing.
Basically, but what I'm saying is carnival. I think they said no carnival for the food. Foreseeable future.
That's a no.
Wait, what?
So
until they say
carnival in this country is shit, you know.
It is shit, but it's the only part
it's
of
that closest thing to like vibes you can get.
You
know,
go to Toronto, then man, and then prime.
I don't get why there's gonna be like if England make it through the like Euros, there's gonna be a capacity of like 60,000 at Wembley, but they're not doing carnival.
Yeah.
Which one has nowhere near?
It's a racist society.
No, but it's because carnival, they're not making that much money at carnival.
Who cares about it? It's not for money. The purpose wasn't for money. It's to celebrate.
But the England
can't get money off of.
Yeah, it's the same way. It's the same way the England people, they took away the scooters because they're not making money out of it.
Yeah, but they got them back.
Yeah,
but now you've got to have a license.
You have to pay them to use it. It's the same way. They want money out of it.
Yeah, it's true.
If carnival comes back, I tell you now, it'll be owned by the government.
They really said money if you make.
I don't think it will because the intent, the purpose of it, and it's been running for so long. I don't think they'll have to.
They'll buy them out, and then they'll be like, okay.
Yeah, but I don't think you. It's like having national land. Do you know what I mean? The government can't just buy the national land.
There's enough money.
It doesn't matter about money. It's principle sometimes.
All right. So if they're offering you a couple billion,
no, because it's the principle. Right. You know how long carnival's been running?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, because we're in a position where we would love a couple billion, but if you're in a position that it's like,
so you're saying if you owned carnival, yeah, and someone said that,
no, I wouldn't give. I wouldn't if you organise carnival.
Is that a found you?
I wouldn't.
How does it? Say if we just say fuck it,
like an event.
And like, there's someone that owns Cali Festival because it's like there's the person that's like I want to put on Cali Festival.
Normally an organisation or something.
Yeah,
but that's what I mean. Say for example, someone buys out CIP.
But it's like
morally you wouldn't.
There's always a price. There's always a price.
Yeah, but morally you wouldn't. If you really cared, morally you wouldn't sell it out. You would keep it how it is.
Be broke.
Yeah, but it's, who cares when?
Like, no, physically you'll be broke. Morally,
physically.
you're not
going to sell out.
You're not going to be broke anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
Imagine Steve selling out CYP to someone else.
Yeah, but imagine the government saying, "Oh, you cannot open CYP unless we buy it off."
On what grounds, though? Do you know what I mean? There's always laws. Always laws to stop certain things from happening. Mm. Not everything is. Oh, you could just buy it. Like there are laws in which they have to follow. But they can go around them. But
you know them like them little deals that people make. No one knows
it's
about
true. The side deals, but that's
then the money talks. Like the money will shout.
Well, yeah, money.
Would you not still go if it was
money shouts?
Yo, Maggie, I know you see.
Yeah, would you still go to carnival if the government
yes
thingied it?
Yes, bro.
Yes, because there'll be 20 times more police, and there'll be
so you would go because
it'll be much safer.
Yeah,
wear your face mask. Make sure you wear your face.
That's what I mean. It's that shit.
No one's listening to that though.
Yeah, but even like
yeah, but you have to because it's government. They just won't do it anymore. They'll just stop doing them. That's the thing.
If they can make money off it, no, they won't.
They definitely probably
will. If they can make money off
it. If it's too much trouble.
That means they'll have stopped less. If there's been numerous chef-ins at Carnival, they'll have stopped it a long time ago. They don't care.
People, yeah, but it's not
making
the
money off.
Do you know how much people wear face masks on the underground?
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Man's breathing in that. The tube air.
Listen, I've been breathing it for 19 years. I think I can go another.
You're 20?
19 previous years. And then last year we put a face mask on. So it's no longer 19 years without open air.
That there is true maths.
So hold the L, thank you very much. This is what he gets for trying to be feisty. It's what he gets for trying to be feisty.
Oh my god.
It's coming like a Joe hi-hat pad.
Funny.
Oh.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, holidays.
Holidays.
Can't go on carnival, so where are we going?
Bali.
Southend Beach.
We went
south end
the other day.
Oh my
god.
We should all go in a sunny, man.
I'm good, man. It's too
I'm gonna go to Brighton, I can't lie. I'm Brighton. Going to south end. Yeah, I need to go to Brighton.
Pride and all that.
I'm gonna go to the lanes.
Oh yeah, Pride.
Pride people.
Yeah, you might do your thing in it.
LGBTQ plus.
I beg your pardon.
You take that back.
Nanda yo.
I want to go on holiday, man. And this country just bad vibes.
You know, matter how many good vibes everyone tries, hot girl summer, all that, it's still a shithole.
It'll say hot girl summer, but the weather will tell you different.
For real.
It'll be raining.
Today was 21 summer. Degrees with sun and cloud, then it rained. That's all you have to know.
This is England.
Yeah.
That's all you have to know.
This is the UK.
Technically, we're on an island, so where's the vibes at?
Yeah, it's true. We are an island.
Bro, this is just a rock.
This is the coldest island I've been on.
This is no island. This is just land. We're on land.
This is just land. Yeah, this is just...
How are we an island with no good beaches? Nothing.
We have Bournemouth.
Bournemouth.
Bournemouth's a shout, but it's. Do you know what? When I went to Bournemouth, you have to go to the right place. There's good clubs there.
I want to go to Bali, bro, with the monkeys and them, man.
Yeah.
Nah.
Wow.
I could not.
No racial.
Them man's not trying just to fit into a stereotype.
It was literally an animal. Any Karens. Just said.
Nah, but you can get cancelled for anything.
Monkeys are actually white if you shave off their fur.
Wow.
So you're using racist on white people? Monkey, they are though, they have white skin, some of them.
Yeah.
Should make it clear.
They've got fat noses, that's why people like say they're black.
Yeah, man.
Stop eating. It's Bali. Aliwakbar.
Man, so Aliwakbar. No.
That video is funny.
That's funny.
I'm not racist, I've got a colour TV.
No. Oh my god.
No. You know what's hilarious? People actually be saying, I've got black friends.
No, that generally is a thing.
That makes me laugh because it's like you really think that's what it takes.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Judging someone.
Yeah, having preconceptions on.
Assumptions.
Because of their race.
You know what? No, that's a stereotype.
Oh, yeah.
Being racist is acting on the stereotype, acting on the prejudice. I think that's what it is.
Well, yeah, like, making assumptions.
Based on the
of treating somebody a certain way because of their race.
Because of their skin colour, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
man. But then, so if you was oppressed as black people have been, and now you're getting a job before the white man, is that racism or is that equality?
No.
But that's not racism.
This is what's been due. This is justice.
But now you're being treated a different way because of your colour of your skin.
Yeah, good. Good way.
Who's the charge?
Yeah, but the deepest thing is you're not getting kicked down because I'm getting this job. That's the difference.
Well, basically,
just because they're not. They can get an opportunity elsewhere, just not here. Because this is my opportunity.
The rest of society.
Yeah, do you know what it is? Like, people be here and then black people down here getting lifted up
to your same level.
They're thinking it's unfair because we're getting lifted up to your level. How does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. It's not putting you down. That's you're where you are. I'm just getting elevated now.
Exactly.
We're
supposed to be equal.
Listen,
we're supposed
to be in this country. Like,
I didn't want to be here, fam. Look at it. We just complained about for 5 minutes about this fucking country.
I'm not racist. I'm just honest.
Just honest.
Yeah, you man them.
How about I be a bit honest? Yeah.
Bunch of well ads.
Okay, but I love you, mum. Them ones.
I complain about this country, but I don't.
She's white. I love you, mum. You know, got to keep it. I got to go home.
But your mum's not racist, so you don't need to approach. You don't. Yeah, you don't. Need
no, she's not. But she does feel a certain way when people like.
Yeah, I mind how you're saying. Well, why won't you say it, innit?
Over talk like the whole white people this, white people that.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? She gets a bit offended.
Obviously,
a
not
bit.
All white people.
If we're talking about it and you feel offended, it's you.
No, I don't think she feels offended by it because she understands. But I think she feels a certain way because it's always like, I don't know how to describe it, but I feel like she feels a certain way about it because people always be like this all
know,
the time.
You know when you know when it was a big topic about men and how they treat women and the whole.
What are you clicking for? Did he
finish?
What's
it called? What was it?
I'm just helping him out.
Yeah, when basically men don't know how to act and basically just abusing and all that, blah, blah, blah. I don't know in the African.
Yeah.
But like, you know how they were saying men, but not all men. And
yeah, it's
men
not all
that
men.
Were
feeling like
a type of way, those are the issue.
You were the menaces to society.
Yeah, those are the menaces. It should be the same thing.
My point of view on that is that, like, obviously it's not all men, but as a woman, you don't know which men it is. So how am I supposed to know? I can't, if you wear a badge, like, It's like you can't just put a badge on that. Yeah, like, I'm safe. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. For in the case of for white people and racism, it's not all.
You
white
don't
people,
know who it is,
but you don't know who's racist until they're at, because it can be like behind the screen as well.
It's facts.
It could be anyone, but it's just you can't just pick and choose. Sometimes you have to.
But I've got black friends, so it's fine.
Across.
Yeah, I think it's just the fact that it's happening, not that it's you. It's just generally.
Yeah.
Like when he said the men, like. It's the fact that women don't feel safe when they're walking home.
Yeah.
It's not the fact that, hey, watch yourself, man. It's more like a sort of thing like...
hey!
like, at least makes women around you feel safe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know. When Tommy Robinson called all of these black people out with the protest, I know that a lot of people, white people behind closed doors are like, yes. I know.
We're like, yes.
Been waiting
finally, my time has come.
So,
man, that Tommy Robbie, he's an idiot. Man. He's
bro, man called uncle. It out and then the stuck out. Man said, "Yep, you men are gonna deal with that." That's yours. So,
yeah,
on the edge. There you go.
What happened to that white woman again? That's basically
what's
that? Vibes. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
She's on
Katie Hopkins.
Katie Hopkins.
Oh. You know what?
She said something about, oh, my kids. I don't like my kids socializing with certain people. You can tell by their names.
She said something about names, innit?
Bro, like, personally, I would never call my daughter after anything.
She looked like one
India. Her daughter's name is India. Yeah. Like, brother. And she's like, I would never call my child after a fly, but your daughter's name's Poppy as well.
Like, often, we don't let our kids socialise with people in school with certain names because you know you can tell by the class and the background. If they have a name like Shirley, obviously you can tell that, Shirley. You know, at home, you know, she doesn't have much decorum.
What do you think about this?
And then when Raheem Sterling scored, they're probably like, way.
Yeah, them ones. So that's the
England
theme of all races,
the England team are kneeling
until it's good for them
for Black Lives Matter, and then now they're booing.
Yeah, because they want the game to hurry up, innit? But
I don't, like,
you know what? At the end of the day,
so much. It's not that. Like, why are they booing though?
Why are they booing?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. That's why
they don't give a
rat's
ignorance.
They want the game to go. They don't want you to kneel and waste our time.
Fucking them man drinking a pint of Amsterdam Heineken give a fuck about?
The kneel takes like 10 seconds. I don't get it.
But no, but you think they care?
Oh, that's
the fucking game,
mate. They'll bring it. They'll bring it.
They don't care.
That's stupid.
Black lives are all lives are fucking same, mate. That man don't care.
Yeah.
Not all of them. There's a few good lads out there. Yeah, but a lot of them EDR members. People. Yeah, they don't care. Yeah. They're not rum. They just want to see fucking Kane bang one in.
Oh yeah, listen, yeah. So I don't know if it's me being nice.
Most likely, go on.
Yeah, but
nice guy.
Too nice. Basically, I always get.
Girls wanted to clout me, and now I don't.
No, I probably shouldn't talk about this.
No, go on, go on. Oh, why did man build it up and then take me?
I just built up, didn't I?
Use code names. Use code names.
I'll just say like my friend. No, that's bait.
There's a lot of people that come to me like, I like it to be fair
for advice.
Advice in terms of
how to not be racist.
Yeah.
About what?
Funny guys, how to not be racist.
About how to not
like things that are okay.
Not like that
like,
question.
Oh, is this okay to do this kind of thing?
Yeah, like literally.
Yeah.
You don't follow me. There was a guy, I was at work, yeah. I was at work.
Say his name.
And then we was talking, he was like, oh, what do you feel about people saying the M word? I said, no, it doesn't work. Like, that shouldn't be done.
And then
we just had a long convo and I was trying to convince, like,
talk to him about it. Yeah. I think that's good though. I think that what we need more of is just conversation. I don't think it needs to necessarily be.
So, no, wait, what is he trying to say?
Where's he parked his car?
I'm trying to remember.
What did he really want to say?
What did he want to say?
I felt like, but by what he said, what he actually said.
There's a mic right here. Yeah,
that's why.
That nigga name, okay. Yeah.
Audit
here.
Yeah.
Is everything
muted?
Turn all the
mic.
I think he called that name.
Yeah,
family friend.
Friend.
I said the whole thing.
We had to do that.
Yeah,
you know what? Yeah,
yeah. I think a lot of people.
You know, sometimes it's just for me. Like sometimes I get tired.
I think it's the intention behind it.
It's quite hard for a black guy, you know.
Yeah, I think it's the intention behind
it. The thing is, I used to get that as well.
You're decent for a black girl, you know, like, brother, huh?
Right. Wow. Normally, I don't date black girls, but, you know.
See, that's it. And that's the thing.
That's what I roll with
the
gays,
like,
bro.
Adiola does want to roll with
him. Adiola don't want to roll with the gays, huh?
That's fine.
Is it me or the lifestyle, sweetheart?
It's already appropriating or appreciating.
I think it's appropriating a little bit, you know.
I feel like he's appreciating.
I think he's appreciating.
What's the difference? Right, so how do you think he's appreciating?
You know what?
Yeah, but okay,
see, because the song he started when 6 a.m. in Brighton.
Yeah.
Wasn't that just him bringing his own flavour into the?
I heard like a clip of it, and that's when it was getting ridiculed because like I don't know what he's saying in that song and. What's it? The whole new thing. His recent song.
The one that Oliver Twist.
I just wanted some more Oliver Twist.
Like, now it's just a TikTok song for me. I don't really listen to his songs like that.
What?
Do you think it's an industry plug? As H. Do you think they're industry plugs?
It's quite different. I can't name a lot of rappers that are doing what he's doing, so I wouldn't say.
I rate the fact that he's come with something different.
Man, like Russell.
I don't think it's different.
I'm talking about his flow.
I think man had a bus car and he's from up north, innit?
Yeah, but the reason why I agree is because it's the same concept. It's a white guy doing not black music, but it's a white guy doing that kind of music.
Yeah, but the same thing could say about the 5,000 black artists called J1 and A6.
Yeah, but
like it's the same thing. Drill artists, like the same thing. I don't know, man. I've heard a lot of man rap like him, you know, and I don't think him and H sound similar.
They don't sound similar, but I think it's the novelty. Sometimes, for example, a white woman, you're in a black girl's group, you're the novelty white girl in a. Do you know what I mean? You're that character.
Hold on, I'm gonna read out the definition, or do you wanna read it out? Because you're a better reader than me.
No, you go, man.
appreciating is when someone seeks out to understand and learn.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Seeks out and learn the another culture in an effort to broaden their perspective and connect with what? Others cross culturally, okay. Appropriation, on the other hand, is simply taking one's aspect of culture that is not your own and using it to
your advantage. Yeah, I think he's appropriating because he's using it to his advantage.
But I don't think he meant to do it at first. So that's the thing. That's why I wouldn't say.
You know what?
It's not like he's surrounded, like, you know, like you said, they're surrounded by the environment, kind of.
Yeah, it's the toughie.
I feel like he didn't write that verse in particular, knowing it was going to get that response.
Yeah.
I just feel like he did.
Or maybe he did.
He just. Nah, maybe, yeah, you know what
he said he came to the studio, wrote about eight or seven verses.
I don't know the guy.
And he picked his team.
But there was a guy that used, like, Nigerian or Ghanaian bars, yeah, because he knows he's going to get attention. And like blowing up on Twitter,
right.
Like sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. I get it, but
like it's true. But also, I don't know. Do you think like Oliver Jack
an issue with it?
I don't know. I feel like he seems like a sincere kid.
Linking back to Love Island, do you think Jack Fowling is appropriate and appreciating Oliver Jack?
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
I think he's a bit of both because he appreciated the culture for like being embraced by the African culture, but then he appropriated it by calling Oliver Jack and accepting that name and being like, I'm going on this show to be called Oliver Jack, but I'm going to act like this. Yeah, you know what I mean?
But it's kind of hard to say which one because we don't like know them. We don't know their background.
Yeah, it's true.
A lot of it is background.
It's the same way. Do you remember that podcast when we said White Boy Whiner said, the white guy that whined said, I created this genre of whining. I have paved the way.
So yeah, that is.
No, but that's just confusion.
You said that?
That's confusion.
Did you not watch the video? Oh, hold on.
Because at the end of the day, he's not appropriating it.
He's saying he invented it.
Waffler. Instead of like.
Waffler.
I don't know. Yeah. He's just fucking confused, isn't it? Excuse me. That's £2 now.
I think with Ardy, of course, like maybe he just likes to be
paved.
P-A-V-E-D?
P-A-V-E-D.
I think.
You know when. T-H. I think you lot are right.
T-H?
Paved.
I'm bucking up.
Paved.
Go on, what are you saying, Richard?
You know when you just like music? You know when you're not really thinking about the culture behind it, you just like the music.
But at the end of the day, how are you going to make things sell?
I don't think he had that idea.
I don't think he had the idea. I just thought maybe.
You lot are too innocent. I don't even know.
On widescreen,
too innocent.
It's not that. Can you hold on, pause that quickly? I need to get Grammarly, you know. My grammar on typing. It's I don't think you think, but when people go to studios with big eyes, do you not think everything is these men are in the mind, they're in a studio sometimes, with people that are popping off.
Like, our generation tries to be too woke
for real.
Sometimes we overdo it. But then
how can you say like, you're not overdoing it in a sense of saying, oh no, maybe I'm just there for the band. But if you
knew that I was going to sell straight away, why would man write like 8 or 7 verses?
Because that's what sells. He's trying to get what down. But he's going to try and make it.
He didn't pick the verse himself.
I think he knew he was going to get the same reception as H.
That's what I'm saying. Reception, it's a gimmick.
Yeah, but I don't think. I don't know.
It's a gimmick.
I don't feel
he's
like
the white boy in the black video, and he's making it. This is why I believe he's an industry plug. Because it's like.
Yeah,
how is it so? He's got
earlier,
where's
earlier,
the catalogue? Where's his music?
The industry is not like by fluke. It's flukish, but it's not by fluke. You know, if you come in this way,
you plan it, bro.
You're not going to do that, you're going to do this.
You get people trying for years to make music, and then this brother comes in, he comes in probably like a couple years doing music, and man makes a banger straight away.
You know, I think he was just looking at the artists that have blown in there. He wasn't necessarily going, he's black, he'll do this. Is that?
No.
He wasn't going, oh, he's black, da da da, culture, da da da. He was going more like,
I don't believe that, but
artist.
I believe he knew that making this song is going to make him blow, I can't lie.
Let's watch this movie.
He's mighty.
But that's everyone, don't know?
Yeah.
Mac, you're getting blurred out because you don't sponsor us yet. So when you sponsor us, I'll take the blur out.
You're taking it serious, you know?
Wow, yeah.
Hi guys, so I want to speak about what I've seen.
I don't want to plug you.
About this story.
Yeah, she's alright.
Can you forward it?
Paving the way for other black dancers to thrive.
To where?
That's the topic of today.
I think I have been paving a way for black people to come.
So why did you have to say black people or like brother? It's only selective to
I don't
want to
watch this. Why are you I'm not trying to plug you? They don't want to plug you.
Do you think we've got enough anyway? Yeah, man said paving their way for black people
said what
anyway.
He needs to be said.
He's stupid. Thank you.
Anyway, like one, that statement is incorrect. Two, you could have just said you paved the way for people. I don't know why you have to specify black people.
It kind of sounds like you know when you waffle on
like
a
there's not
on
people who aren't
who that's
just
cultural
like,
bro.
Dumb. He's an idiot.
Sound like
he knew what he was doing by doing that statement.
It's like saying internet paved the way for like white people to not season, you know what I mean? But I just don't.
The thing is, he's gonna keep doing this. No. The deepest thing is, he's gonna keep doing this, and he's gonna piss me off. And then I'm gonna really try you. I'm gonna really fuck you up. And then you're gonna be like, oh, are you gonna be pissed off? And then I'm gonna be pissed off.
This time,
see that. Continue with what you're doing. No, you don't apologize because you're gonna do it again in a minute. And we'll see. We'll see how far you get with this one. Okay.
Hey guys.
Yeah, let's change the topic.
Do you think we should do a roasting session on DSG?
No, because you're gonna get butt hurt. Then
both of you will take.
I'm gonna take it personal.
Oh, yes, you will.
Wow. I'll be at work.
You two will beef. Okay. I just think it's funny how okay.
I'm not doing it.
I'll show you.
All right. And I know I can't go into certain situations.
Then she'll be speaking serious and he'll start smiling.
Yeah, and it'll piss me off.
Oh my gosh.
We're not doing a race here, Sasha. But you lot can host it. You're not involved.
I'm not involved.
I'm going to the station.
This is the thing. I know how far I can go. I know roasting session is not good for me. I wasn't sold to that life. See, he's starting again.
I'm a child.
You're just jarring. This is what I'm saying. All right, let's go back onto the topic that we talked about before the camera, right? If we're all on holiday, yeah?
Don't be a party people.
No. Yeah, right, let's just listen to me for 5 seconds, yeah? Not 5 seconds, literally. So, all right.
What'd you say?
Hold on. We're all on holiday, yeah? I'm tired, for example. I'm saying, guys, you man go out if you want. I just want to stay in the hotel. I'm going to sleep. That's a problem rather than me going out being a complete arsehole all night.
And be happy,
yeah, but I'm not going to be happy. It's either I'm being
be
a.
Happy.
No, I can't. Just on the one night. Like, throughout the rest of the time. We got two weeks.
Valuable.
No, we got two weeks.
The love of my life that night. And
but
you're ruining
do I give
it.
A fuck?
You're ruining it.
You man go out.
You're ruining it, man. You're ruining it.
You man go out.
Man, you're just ruining it. Look at my lips. You're ruining it. ruined.
Yeah. What's gonna happen is you man can go out, but the time I say, "Oh, I'm gonna go out,"
I said, "All of you man can go." I said, "No girl at the universe." Okay, go with your man then.
I'll go. And after the holiday, you'll be like, "Oh, so you just left me in the hotel room?" Yeah, that was going on.
No, do you know it's you? Will find a nice Instagram video of a couple, be like, "Wow, okay."
Yeah, he stays in a room with her, his girlfriend.
He traveled 4,000 miles. So rub my feet or some dumb shit.
No, what the fuck? 4,000 miles.
8 hours to give me my favorite bagel. Am I a dickhead?
My favorite bagel.
Have you not seen the video where the guy like he lives in a different state of America? He buys bagels.
Oh, I feel like I've seen this.
Then she takes him and eats with another man.
Oh,
swear.
Mom's like,
no, bug out.
No, that's a vire. That is a big vire.
That's
I would
too
never
much.
Only in America.
Only in America.
That much for a bagel. You lot get shot up.
Have you not seen?
Pick up Addison Rae.
What would you?
Oh, there's a new song that came out a little bit ago. Should we do a reaction?
To what?
A Mist and Burner Boys song that just came out.
I don't even like Mist too tough, you know, but play it.
Burner Boy.
I don't like Mist like
that. New Burner Boy song.
Mist, bro, you didn't get ratings. I don't know.
You got Mist. I can't lie.
All right, we're going to do a quick reaction.
Man said you got Mist.
You got a bonus. You got a bonus in this one. All right, you ready?
Okay.
Watch the advert come.
You said your name was Mist, but everyone aired you. Tough.
Switch to the super fast broadband service.
But we should incorporate this copyright, your channel though.
It is copyright.
No, do a bit of it.
Or maybe no, because if we talk over it, it's fine. Apparently, I think.
No, it's not.
No, I think it is.
I'm pretty sure we still get copyright.
Fuck it, man.
Everything gets copyright these days.
We're listening to a bit of it. It sounds like a fucking Craig David kind of song.
Yeah, it does. I can hear KS Island.
It's because it's Mist.
Is that it?
You know what? I hear this song in GD.
Yeah.
I think that's enough, yeah? Everyone agreed? No?
Now skip it into the middle a little bit, please.
I want to hear Burna Boy.
Me and my stars.
No, listen.
Knew it.
Man, his voice is fucking jarring.
Wow. This is giving me a headache.
I'm sorry, Mist Hun, but
why does man sound like a mosquito that hit puberty?
That's a good one.
Cancel. Like, do you know what? Trigger warning. This is what it sounds like when you're from Birmingham. This is council Birmingham people. I swear down. Council accent.
Big up Birmingham.
I actually like Sideman's voice.
But your accent isn't Bayesian because them men are done up.
Oh my god. Bayesian. I don't know. What's the worst? I don't know.
It's Bayesian up there, bro. That accent is spooky.
Up there?
It's up there.
I like a Bayesian accent.
Bro, some of the Bayesian accents are.
Number one, I quite like it. It's kind of like,
ooh, what are you going to say next? That's going to throw me off. Do you know what I mean?
I don't understand that. What are you saying? That's one West Indian accent I don't understand. Bayesian. Yeah, but it's quite fun working it out, isn't it? It's quite like, what did you just say?
Yeah, it's like, I heard what you said. Oh my god, I am dead. Guess who?
I think that's up there with like.
I want to go Barbados.
I think the Romanian accent as well, you know.
That one, Romanian accent. I've heard enough.
Romanian.
Romanian, to be specific, I agree with that. I've heard it too much.
Man, from the southern province, like.
No, especially when they like when they bust the Romanian as well. Long.
Oh yes. Long. That's like a cottage.
Long.
No, that's okay.
I'm not trying to listen to that.
Burna Boy.
Yeah, I want to hear Burna Boy. I feel like I like his music like all the time.
That's going to be an advert. It's going to be in the Nike advert.
Even the samples. Craig David vibes.
I've realised you don't have to have talent to make a be a producer. You know? It's crazy.
his bit is better though.
It's better because it's burnable. It's better. Yeah. But like the tune itself,
it gives me a headache, man.
No wonder it's under mist because it's a bit meaty.
Yeah. Yeah. Meaty.
Yeah, he didn't want that on his. Because mist is shit. I can't lie, mist is actually
I'm not
shit.
Saying nothing because I might want to work.
I do not agree.
I'm sorry, brother. I don't want to work with you.
Yeah, I do not agree with anything Antoinette is saying. Honest. This is the views of Antoinette.
I don't like this. I haven't liked Miss.
I am a producer along with Richard and Dre. I don't know if you want to work with him in the future, maybe with sorry, some miss, brand miss. Deals.
I've got no but use for you, my
all
guy.
I'm saying is that
miss.
I do, what does I he do actually appreciate
make?
What you're
does
doing.
Does he make something, music. Like alcohol or something?
What she's saying, I do not agree with.
AU, I think. Is he?
That's Pete then.
Does he make something?
Does he do something?
Say AU, it's like AUX.
I don't care.
I said that's a drink, that gold bottle.
I don't care.
I don't know.
There's Charlie Sloth, and I swear.
Yeah, like Charlie Sloth. That's what I mean. Like Charlie these
Sloth.
People.
Where's Charlie Sloth been in America?
BBC, no. No, he's on yeah.
In America,
Apple One
no,
or something.
He went,
Cold Drops.
He lost bare weight.
No, not Cold
Drops. Grew a beard.
Yeah.
Talia, that's
made
it.
Alcohol.
Yeah, but no, he went to. I'm outdated. Okay, cool. Yeah.
These lights.
Yeah, these lights are cutting off one by one, but it's really good.
Yeah,
the time we were meant to finish a long time ago. We're like, but yeah. So guys,
is that the end of the?
I'm gonna cut it off right here. This is a nice little. We should do like an interrogation podcast. Like,
no.
Oh, geez.
What crime murder?
No,
murder
like
mystery.
That, but like, do you know like a really intense?
Oh dear.
You're funny.
That would go deep, man.
She did the version.
Start again.
We're
all going back.
I
need to start listening.
Reload it.
All right. I used to be a real rap.
Does the sheet fit?
We should.
Are you getting girls from
I'm going to do a quick call as well. If you're out there, and I know we ain't got like bare viewers, but hopefully it's all bang. And if you're out there and you want some experience or something, and you want to be doing some filming sound, anything.
Yes.
Please come and just
email us
whatever it is. Yeah.
DSG.ent.
Yeah. There's DSG. There's info at DSG and DSG.ent.
We'll put the emails in the description box.
But obviously, we're gonna just get some new shows out ASAP. But other than that, my name's been Armani.
It's always been Armani. It's never stopped being Armani.
But
even after this podcast, it's not gonna be. You see how it feels? You see how it feels? Okay. Marnie, Antoinette, Jay, Rich, Jermaine, bye bye.
How did you get to do it? No. Anyway.
It's too late, so
alright, we've got Charlie.